Welcome to your podcast and Merry Christmas to everyone. Mike, welcome to your podcast.
Yeah, Todd, very good. And Merry Christmas to everybody listening. This should be coming out on the 24th, so tomorrow's the big day.
Yep, big day where the kiddies wake us up early and make us get up and open presents if you celebrate Christmas. Anyway, Merry Christmas to all of you. So we get a lot, some exciting stuff to talk about. We had a big week last week, didn't we, Mike?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's continuing. It's awesome.
Yeah, so for those of you that were sleeping under a rock last week, we announced our IB certification to be in compliance with the podcast measurement guidelines. Now, many of you knew this was coming. We have been working at this for, oh my God, maybe 5 months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And not necessarily continuously, but questions, answers, review, code review, auditing, A-B comparison, questions, answers, and we're finally here. So, you know, we've been rolling out a number of articles on the website that talk about it, but what it really means to all of you that are hosting with us, and we're rolling it out in stages, is that your stats will now carry the title or carry the certification of being IEB certified to be compliant with podcast measurement guidelines. I know that's a mouthful, but it is important to kind of say it that way because IEB has a compliance program of which they then certify. So you are certified in the long run, but what does it really mean? Well, not a lot of changes, to be honest with you. We are going to be doing a couple of things. Number one is the enterprise clients, they're already, as of last week, they are good to go. They are basically have this label. They can carry it and use it. For those of you that are hosting with us, we will be flipping that switch probably shortly after Christmas. And we've had to add, some of you may have noticed it. Matter of fact, they hit it this morning, a new report that we have to provide as part of the certification, to be compliant. It's just a new, metric number. We'll talk about that when it's active.
Right.
And then, just a few other small things, but the code itself is largely stayed the same. Now, I know a few of you have seen some drops in iOS numbers. We're aware of that. I think you'll see those numbers come back a little bit. We're going to rework or not rework, but
reprocess. Reprocess. There was a glitch that is now fixed, and we just have to do a little reprocessing to get all the numbers back the way they're supposed to be.
Yep. So anyway, I think that overall, we're very pleased with it. So the hosting customers will be second. And I don't know if we're going to do the certification for the redirect customers at the same day. But what we have to implement for those of you that are on the redirect is that when you log into the stats, once we have this set up, you will be basically given an opportunity to apply to be certified. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to audit your home website. We're going to go to your .com or wherever your podcast resides, and we're going to be doing with the computer, with the programming code. We're going to be looking at your site and basically auditing it to make sure that you're not doing, number one, we're going to look and see if you're preloading. We're going to look at the preloading number for, and make sure that you're not preloading HTML5 audio. So this is something that's very bad.
Yeah.
If you're preloading.
Definitely don't want to do preloading or auto play or anything like that.
Right. So if we find that, we're going to flag it. If not, we're going to do a couple of other checks. We're going to look at your MP3 files. We're going to look at your image files. We're going to look at that you carry within your MP3s. We're going to look at a lot of that. So my advice to you is we provided a best guidelines for your publishing. And this is really for everybody, not just those of you that are using the redirect. And we encourage you to follow those guidelines. And we've talked about it in the last show, and we'll include that in the show notes today. But to review that, and you know, the main thing is don't put a 1400 by 1400 pixel image in your MP3-83 tag if you're doing that. You know, keep, you know, you don't have to put it 600 by 600 or 300 by 300 and keep that keep that file small as possible. That helps us, with the loading the header data in your MP3s. But anyway, that's where we are. We're very excited. Lots of buzz. I think we had our biggest news day ever.
Yeah.
The company.
Yeah.
So
it was interesting to see it, you know, like in, some of the websites, like, what was it? Ad Age, I think you were on, and
I got interviewed by Adweek, Wall Street Journal, and the phone calls, and it was good.
Yeah, so that's always good to get a little PR that way, and I heard through the grapevine, I don't know, this is a rumor, that there are some big ad buyers out there that will not buy podcasts unless they're IAB certified in 2019. So
we'll see.
That's why the scramble for the rest of the companies to catch up.
So. Yeah, and matter of fact, I come back from CES on January 13th, and I get back on an airplane and go to the East Coast on January 14th for 5 weeks. So we're going to be busy. But let me talk a little bit about our celebration. And if you're not following our social, you need to get over there now to the Blueberry actual page on Facebook and on Twitter, not the Blueberry Podcasting Group, but specifically the Blueberry page. Just search for Blueberry in Facebook. And if you're, like the page, follow it. And we're giving away. The first thing we gave away was a Zoom H6. I almost said Zoom. Zoom, Z-O-O-M, H6, which, wow, was a great prize. 30 days. And it's our builder, Build Your Blueberry. So, Mike, yeah. I wish I could win some of that stuff.
Yeah, me too. I'm watching some of that stuff. I just got myself a Zoom recorder, and they're awesome. And, we give away at least that one at the beginning, and I think there might be another one coming.
Yeah, there is. And there's some other big ticket items, too. So anywhere, every day for the next 30 days, Build Your Blueberry, hashtag Build Your Blueberry, will be up and running. We did this last year about this time, but right. We started it on December 1st. And it was a 30 days of Christmas type of thing, but this is more related to our IAB certification and being the, we were in a pretty rare company. It was just us and NPR that were announced. I know there's some other companies in work. I know they're going through the hair tearing process of the of the audit.
The probe.
So I think we have a little head start on them, Mike.
Yeah, hey, it's good to be in that position sometimes.
Yeah, once in a while it happens to us.
All right. So last week, here's the big thing that everybody seems to be or seem to have been concerned about last week. Apple had a little glitch, and a lot of the ratings and reviews went away from the Apple Podcast Store. Everybody was freaking out. But
Do you know I haven't asked my audience for a review in 5 years?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever asked, but we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But it's the same subject here. But anyway, what happened was Apple, as they tend to do, usually this time of year, is they're doing year end stuff and they're doing some back end adjusting and all this stuff. And of course, they had a little glitch and. No big deal. It all started to come back, and I believe as of now, it's everything's all back where it was.
They usually do like database upgrades in this during this time of year because they stop or very much slow down the approval process of new shows. In part because people are on vacation, and then their engineers are doing a lot of this this lifting, and it happened across the entire. I think it was over the entire iTunes store. It just wasn't. Podcasts, everything lost reviews.
Yeah, and it was podcasts, apps, books, you name it, music, everything on the quote-unquote iTunes ecosystem there had that issue. And it's just the normal maintenance that they do. and all that. And, you know, even the little popularity ratings next to, you know, if you use the iTunes desktop platform to go in there, you get these little gas gauge looking things for popularity, which I still don't know what they mean. But anyway, so that stuff was, it was just all kind of wacky. It sounds like it's all back now and all good. But, you know, why would you not worry about that stuff? You know, a lot of people, you know, really, really, really think that helps. You hear it on a lot of the big podcasts. They say, please rate and review us. It really helps people to find our podcast. And it's not true.
No, it's not at all.
It's just not true. You know, and you can ask any, you know, ask anybody that knows anything about it, even ask Apple if you want. But the ratings and reviews are great for ego. They're great for social proof. They're great if you want, you know, you want some feedback on your show, but they don't do anything for ratings. They don't do anything to help people find your podcast. The only thing at Apple, and this is just Apple specific, other directories have different things, but Apple specifically, the only thing that runs you up in the ratings is new subscribers over X whatever amount of time, and they don't give us the exact algorithm because people would try to game it. But, you know, that's really it. So, you know, just make great content, ignore the ratings, reviews, you know, even, God forbid, ignore your stats for a while.
Right.
You know, just concentrate on the content. Make your show for your audience and write your show notes for the search engines. And that's the key to building your show, not worrying about how many ratings and reviews you have on a particular directory.
Right. Well, you know, I guess there's some articles out that are talking about RAD, and RAD is initiative by NPR, that basically is the next greatest thing, if it ever actually attains any adoption level, where as podcasters or listeners are playing some audio, and it passes beyond a certain point, let's say it passes in advertising, the RAD protocol would basically call home to mom and report that the ad had been listened to. So a lot of questions about what this and related to GDPR. Now, as we'll remind you, Raw Voice Blueberry is 100% GDPR compliant. We do it across the entire spectrum of our services, and it's global. We just don't limit it to EU. And so GDPR for us is a very sensitive subject. And when they talk about RAD and this additional data being sent back, there is some question, and I think there are questions to be remained whether or not there are GDPR issues. Now, according to James Cridlin over at Pod News, there's no more GDPR issues than what exists today in what we collect when we're doing podcast statistics. But I think the jury is, we'll have to see, because technically there should be some, I think there needs to be some notification.
Yeah, there should be some sort of opt-in, maybe, you know, when you download a podcast app that includes RAD, you should say, you know, we are going to phone home and let them know you're listening, or whatever, you know, whatever the legalese will be. But I think you're going to have to opt into it, you know, terms and conditions, maybe, who knows. But, you know, the thing about RAD is, you know, somebody asked, you know, is Blueberry going to support RAD? Well, we don't need to. We're, you know, if we get the data, sure, we'll show it to you. But the thing is, we don't have a podcast app. This is for the end user apps, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you know, Overcast, Downcast, all that stuff. If it's adopted by all those, which is highly unlikely, but if it's adopted by all those, that is where RAD is either supported or not supported.
So, you know, we plan on supporting RAD, but the challenge really is it really links back to, you know, we can ingest the data and we can display it. I think it would be awesome to have that information.
Oh, certainly.
But the challenge will be is getting the app developers to decide whether or not they are going to implement RAD in their apps. And I think the jury's out on that. I think it's going to be a big lift. Marco Arment from Overcast and even NPR's partner Pocket Cast have said, no, we're not. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, because it requires the app developers to implement this code in their apps in order to get this data back. Well, there's nothing we can do. We're completely dependent upon the implementation of not only the app developers doing it, but maybe even Apple or Google coming on board to participate, which is the big question, really.
Right. And technically, you also have to have a special tag in your ID3 tags of any files that you're going to track on RAD.
Right. So there's actual tags. You're right. There's actual information that goes in there. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, we're having a discussion about it internally with the company. And, you know, we were in the NPR press release saying, yes, we're going to support it. But, you know, why not? This is good metrics data.
Sure.
And again, if we get it, we'll use it. That is the question.
Yep, nothing wrong with that. I think, you know, like I said, I think if enough of the app developers support it, it's probably an okay thing.
But, you know, most of the app, if you look at all the apps, if those of you that are listening go into your stats and you look at the client list and you look at what your top apps are, you know, your top apps may be 2-3%, and then it very quickly drops off. iOS, the podcast iOS app from Apple, definitely is pretty high. But if you go below that and you look at Overcast, Pocket Cast, and, you know, the dozen or so other apps that are out there, then look at their percentage marks. If you add those all together, you might have 10-12% of your download audience is using a third-party app that isn't directly related to Apple. And maybe have higher. You know, every show is going to be a little different. But, okay, let's say they all implement it. Let's say you get 15% data back that's telling you, yeah, the ad was listened to, or it passed this part in the show, or I had a special segment and I wanted to see if they actually listened to that, then you'll get that information back for 10 or 15% of apps if they all develop it. But if Apple doesn't provide the information, if Google doesn't, you know, the jury's still out whether or not they're going to support. And they haven't.
They haven't said no yet.
You know, I know what I've been told privately. So if I was to go to Vegas and put $100 on the you know, on the gambling table, I would gamble $100 today that Apple is not going to implement RAD. Yeah, that would be my bet. I'd be willing to put $100 down. But who knows? You know, Apple may decide to get on board and play ball. But
right. Apple already provides some of that information within their own stats. Right there at Podcast Connect. And
it's not as deep.
Yeah, it's not as deep as RAD, but, you know, there's some basic, you know, when does the listener drop off and that kind of information. And, you know, they're a pretty good percentage, so you can extrapolate. And maybe RAD will be just another thing like that where, you know, if you get a 10 or 20% adoption, you might be able to extrapolate across that and, you know, tell a good story.
Yeah, and I think that extrapolation is a good story. You know, if you've got 15% or 20%, like Mike has said, and then they say, and then 20% of those shows, 95% of them listened to your entire show or got past your advertisement. Well, that's good news. But many of you aren't running ads. You could care less. Maybe you're just going to use this for programming.
Sure.
You know, maybe you're just going to use this to try a new segment in your show. You know, we had a customer that used information that we provide to them that basically talks about download percentage, not delivery or listening percentage, download percentage. And they knew that a portion of their audience dropped off at about 75% into the active listening part of a download. And they made a change to the program and extended it out to about 95%. So it's, you know, it definitely is, there's intelligence in the data that allows you to make good programming changes. So, you know, again, we'll support RAD. We'll see what happens here. Okay, what's next?
Okay, we got some support things. I've noticed a lot of people last couple of weeks when I go to help them with whatever. And usually what it is something like, you know, I put the iTunes/Apple Podcast link in my destinations tab and the link isn't showing up under my player. And I'll go to their website and come to find out they're using a category feed, not the main feed from PowerPress. So when you use a category feed, you have to set your settings in the category podcasting settings. But then I'll ask them, well, why in particular are you using categories? And they usually say something like, well, I want my blog posts and my podcast posts to be separate. Okay, that's great. You could do that, still use the main feed. And I did a whole podcast episode on my personal show about that here recently, as far as how to separate your blog posts from your podcast posts and why you don't really want to do that. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. But just know that if you're using category podcasting, that all your feed settings have to be done in the category podcasting settings, not the main PowerPress settings. Or just don't use categories if you're not doing more than one show off of your website. And that goes, you know, for channels and any other type of feed other than the main, you know, PowerPress feed. But
I think most of the folks here probably are already set up. But I think what this does is allows us to have you help new podcasters, because there's really, you know, if you're running more than one show, categories is a good option. But if you're running just one show, you know, you don't really need category podcasting. You know, you really don't.
Right. And even if you want to separate your blog posts from your thing, the category on the website is completely independent of the category of the feed.
Right.
You know, categories are not required for the RSS feed.
I think people probably think about that. They say, I've got a category called swimming, and logically they probably think through that and think that a category feed in PowerPress does the same thing. I'm sure that's their thought process. So yeah, I'm following you, Mike. So, but again, you don't need it if you're running a single show. That's the main part.
Right. And you know, like I said, a category is a good option for multiple shows. Even if you're doing just one show, if you want to do it on a category, that's great. Just know where the settings are, because they're not going to be in the standard place that all the videos that I make show you. So anyway, the next thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, we're talking over each other. You know, we need to do video, Todd, so that...
Not this time of morning, please.
Yeah, I have a face for radio this time of morning as well. All right, Apple Podcasts can remove your show, as we've been talking about, for various reasons, normally keyword stuffing or some other technical issue. But what do you do if it happens to you? And a lot of times, you know, I'll get a panicked email. Hey, we're not on Apple Podcasts. And I can go look at their feed, and 9 times out of 10, there's something, you know, something that violates the unwritten rules that Apple has implemented lately. And, you know, I tell them, okay, fix this, fix that. And then, you know, what next? Well, you have to contact Apple. And, you know, we had one yesterday, pretty high profile show. They busted into the top 200 and immediately disappeared from Apple.
Right.
So they call in a panic and say, hey, we're off of Apple. What's going on? And you know, I said, well, okay, fix this, fix that. And they contacted Apple, and they were quite quick about it. They were back in Apple and at their same level in the rankings and everything, with a new title and a new author tag. And you know, everything's peachy. But you have to contact Apple after you fix whatever the problem is. There's no automated thing, and there's nothing I can do to push it to Apple to tell them that it's fixed. You have to tell them.
And being that they're on vacation, you may not get in as fast as you normally would. I guess they were pretty lucky to get back in, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I told them. I said, yeah, they may be on vacation this week. I'm not sure when that starts, but, pretty quick over, you know, definitely now and for the next couple of weeks, it's going to be kind of slow over there. So, you know, just watch those titles. Don't stuff titles and don't stuff author tags, especially this time of year.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of discussion about that in the space, and again, and I know you panic when you remove, but if you've been listening to the show, we've been giving you very explicit instructions on what not to do. And there's a previous episode where we talk about this in detail. Let's talk about Spotify.
Oh, yes. Spotify has the same sort of an issue, only it's a little less intuitive on how to fix it. What generally will happen is you'll go to Blueberry. This is specifically for if we have submitted your show to Spotify. So it doesn't really apply if you go through your own. It might apply. Anyway, what happens is it'll say, congratulations, you're on Spotify. Here's your link. And you click that link and it say, wait a minute, we can't find it. And, you know, then I get the panicked email.
Well, that sounds like an old school phone.
Right? Yeah, that was my neighbor for some reason. But anyway, what'll happen is you know, you'll look at it, it's not there. So then the next thing I do is I go look at your feed. And 9 times out of 10, your feed will be missing the feed description. And that's a specific thing. It's not your iTunes subtitle, Apple subtitle. It's not your Apple description. This is in the feeds tab of PowerPress, and it's mostly PowerPress people that forget this. But in the feeds tab, there's a thing that says feed description. And if that description is missing, Spotify will just simply not list your show.
Yeah, they're big on that description tag.
Yeah, so make sure that's in there. And then what happens, and it's really kind of magical, as soon as you fix that, it will automatically start showing up. It's pretty awesome. So
yeah, and there's some things here on Spotify too. We're going to be going very, very soon. We're going to be putting shows in what we call pass-through mode at Spotify. And stats will be starting to populate within Blueberry stats directly. But part of that agreement to go towards a in order to go to the pass-through model, we've had to basically, and we're going to be submitting some new things in our requirements for listing over there, because there's certain things they don't allow. Number one, they don't want you advertising Pandora or some other service similar to them. So you can actually advertise against a competitor within a show on Spotify. And then you have some other categories too. They don't want any sponsorship messages containing porn, firearms, ammunition, weapons, cigarettes, tobacco, or e-cigarettes, and even political ads in a podcast are not allowed on Spotify. So I'm just putting this out there. If you have any of the above in your show, you need to reach out to us, because we're going to have to set you up on have the ability to send them a clean episode without that information in there, or we're going to have to ask you to remove yourself, or we'll have to remove you from Spotify, because they are sensitive in those specific sponsorship message areas. It's not anything we control. It's their requirements that says we don't want this on our platform. And I don't know of any companies that are advertising firearms or ammunition anyway. I think they're okay if the shows talk about it. It's about the advertisement specifically.
Yeah, they don't want a Glock ad in your podcast. Yeah. But they're okay if you talk about, you know, firearms and whatnot,
right.
Now the porn stuff, probably not, even if you talk about it.
Yeah. So we'll be sending out some notifications probably in the next couple of weeks and, you know, to everyone that's on Spotify and saying, hey, here's a heads up. Because what will happen is they're pretty hard on this. We could have all of our shows removed from Spotify if we have some violations, and we're not going to, and we can't break our safe harbors provisions. We're not going to go through and listen to shows and see if there's an ad in it. That's not going to happen. So we're just going to have to make sure all the podcasters understand that this is what isn't allowed. And if they do have this, then we need to make provisions to have a ad-free version of their show submitted. So anyway, that's that. Let's move on to our next topic.
Yeah, the last thing real quick before we close up, we're running a little long. That's cool. But anyways, one of the things I get an awful lot of tickets about is how to change the title of the show. How to change the title of your show. And, you know, it depends on how you're doing the RSS feed, but there is a title tag for the whole podcast. Not an episodic title, but just the whole title of your podcast. So however you're generating your feed, there is a feed title box. In PowerPress, it's in the Feeds tab. On Blueberry Generator, there's a thing that says feed title.
Yeah, I don't know how come people have a hard time finding that in PowerPress. Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Well, in PowerPress or even, you know, anywhere, you know, like, you know, I had somebody from SoundCloud, you know, that has a SoundCloud feed wanted to know how to change their title. I don't know, but
go look to SoundCloud.
Go look at SoundCloud. I don't know, but I'm sure there's a thing there that says title or feed title or something, you know, everywhere.
Right.
So anyway, let's cut this off and get it out.
So everyone, I hope you've, if you've listened to this before Christmas, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. If you're listening after, I hope you had a Merry Christmas. But again, this is Todd and Mike from your podcast. I can be reached at todd@blueberry.com. Mike?
And I am mike@blueberry.com. And you can send an email to both of us in one shot, yourpodcast@blueberry.com. And this is the last one for 2018. So we'll see you next year.
Yeah, and if you are not subscribed already, click that subscribe button on the website at powerpresspodcast.com and get subscribed to the show. That way you won't miss a single episode. It's been my pleasure to bring in the show. Thank you for your business this year. We definitely appreciate it. Next show, Mike will probably be with one of our other team members as I'm going to be out of pocket a little bit heading off to CES. But other than that, thanks for being here and listening to your podcast.